At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before we begin, a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps new listeners discover us and grow the program. On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, part of the fun of the NBA draft is wondering which players will excel as pros and which ones will wash out. And perhaps no one in this year's draft embodies the boom or bust debate more than Gonzaga's Chet Holmgren, a man with a unique skill set and a specific body type that has everyone around the league talking. SI senior writer Greg Bishop joins us to discuss Holmgren's prospects in the NBA and the conversation surrounding him. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly.
Why is Chet Holmgren considered to be the number one prospect in the country?
You know, I see myself fitting in with that new era style of basketball.
Nolan, the lob to Holmgren! Chet Holmgren at 7-1 running the floor.
There's guys that can do everything, and I feel like it's not just on one end of the floor. Like, I feel like I can do everything.
At 7 feet, finishing through contact, he gets the rebound, trail three this time. Go ahead and dial it up.
I will get to the point where I can do everything on both sides.
But defensively, he has been the man. Look at that move! Oh, oh, come on, America! America! Get the Notre Dame! Chet Holmgren, are you serious?
Greg Bishop, welcome back to Sports Illustrated Weekly.
Always my favorite show to go on.
You went to Santa Barbara to see him train. Tell us about Chet Holmgren.
I got to paint the picture for you. This is like a real small workout center. It's tucked on like a side street. It's like the last place you'd expect to find somebody training to potentially be the top overall pick in the NBA draft. And while Chet is working out and dropping F-bomb after F-bomb, like every missed shot, there's this group of older women coming in and they are getting ready for jazzercise class. They're in the middle of marching it out. They're doing mountain climbers. I saw a couple burpees, you know, there's headbands and yoga stretch pants. And here's this like really tall, really skinny guy, like 30 feet away from them, and he's just swearing and swearing and swearing. And like, this is like if he misses a shot during a drill in practice. And I think they notice the fire. It's all the like natural ability and stuff that makes scouts salivate. But also when you take a guy who's not afraid to work, who was universally praised at Gonzaga, who isn't afraid to offend the Jazzercisers who are 30 feet away from him. I mean, I just think he has a real chance to be a very special, unique player when you put all that together. The tension in Chet's story essentially stems from his weight, mm-hmm. and the idea of if you think 195 pounds at 7 feet or just over is going to be problematic in the NBA. And by problematic, I mean this guy might get broken in half like a board in a karate class. And yet I think that the more people I talk to about Chet and his prospects and the NBA and how it has evolved, you know, it doesn't seem like many people see it as that large of a problem.
You're absolutely right. The conversation centering around him begins with what he looks like, his physical body. And I think that in the NBA, in sports writ large, we're constantly looking at guys' body types and trying to figure out whether or not they can put on some weight or how it will translate. Or even if, you know, in the case of the other end of the spectrum, guys like Zion Williamson, is he too big? Does he need to slim down a little bit? That's all part and parcel of sports. But with him, I think it's really interesting because we've seen this in the past with kids who are skinny. Can they put on weight? Taco Fall, who he's trained with, Nerlens Noel, Sean Bradley back in the day. But it almost feels like this is even more unique with Chet Holmgren because, as you mentioned, he's 7'1 and 195 pounds. And every time I watch him, Greg, I feel like I'm his mother. I just want to feed him a sandwich.
Absolutely. It's kind of funny, right? Because I've done a lot of these sort of draft profiles in various sports. And I always kind of laugh when I'm sitting in the gym somewhere looking at the body of a truly, you know, sculpted and hardworking and elite athlete. And when I left the gym after watching Chet practice, I'm like, I got to lose a few pounds because I shouldn't weigh the same as this guy. I'm 5'10".
How does he feel about the conversation about his body? Because this is a never-ending topic and he can't get away from it. So like, how does he react to it?
You know, I think he's aware of how skinny he is. And it was really evident when he took his shirt off while working out. In fact, I sort of wondered if he did it to show us, you know, yes, I am this skinny. I mean, you could see every individual rib in the cage. You could see all the bones around them. It basically looked like he was wearing a skin suit that had been stretched as tight as humanly possible. And yet when I talked to him, you know, he was sort of the mind that he can understand, you know, sort of the argument or debate around him. He knows that he's unique. He can't really even explain how he can move that way, although there are a lot of things that factor into that, you know, at that size. And he understands that people are going to look at that combination, really skinny guy, really tall guy, moves like a ballerina, and say that's unusual. So I think he gets it, but I don't think he looks at it as a negative. You know, we talked a lot about the evolution of the NBA. He sort of first noticed the taller players, you know, roaming outside when he was a kid watching Tracy McGrady. He obviously has been compared in some ways to Kevin Durant. And I think he's really curious as well as anyone to see how it unfolds.
Kevin Durant, KD, back when he went through the draft combine, he famously could not bench 185 pounds. And he was asked about it. And he said, yeah, I don't really care about that. Give me a basketball. That's a high bar to clear. Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant for a reason. So that's a tough comparison. I am wondering what Chet Holmgren is doing to transform his body. I know that we've had in Sports Illustrated pictures of him working out. A few years back, I wrote a story about Mo Bamba coming out of Texas. He was also skinny. And as I spent a day with him, he ate an absurd amount of food, Greg. Like, unless he was sleeping or playing, he was eating. And I'm not exaggerating. He would go from eating a meal sitting down to eating a meal in the car on the way to working out. I'm imagining it's like something sort of similar with Chet. What's he doing to get bigger?
Yeah, no, he's definitely on the seafood diet, you know, mm-hmm. seafood, eat it. That's my dad joke for the day.
it's a good one. Happy Father's Day.
I think that he's trying to put on weight and he has a very enviable metabolism. The key, though, I think, you know, in an overall sense, is his training from a holistic point of view. So the day that I spent with him, I saw him lift. I saw him eat. I saw him train on the basketball court. I saw him do virtual reality training where, you know, essentially they were taking moments from NBA playoff games that had happened that week. You could see them in the headset and had to react to them quickly, you know, to sort of a situational awareness thing. And I think a big focus for him is the movement training. So in an ideal world, he would put on 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds, but I wouldn't expect it to happen overnight. In fact, the people that are training him think that if he just put on a bunch of weight and he didn't do it while he was learning how to move at heavier weight count, that it would be counterproductive because it would take his strength away. Mm. And so what they're working on now is quicker lateral movement, you know, larger force impact, very specific kind of movements that he'll do over and over, same drills, you know, so that he can move the same way if he's 15 or 20 pounds heavier. The idea is this is still a very young kid. Movement is in some ways his superpower. He works at P3, which is like a movement specialist performance company in Santa Barbara. You know, all of his measurements there, even from the initial test, not only show a guy that's an elite mover, a truly elite mover for someone of his size, but they don't indicate any problem areas in terms of his health, or, you know, they sort of map out what potential injuries could be. He looks remarkably clean there. So essentially what they're trying to do is bolster that, make him, you know, the kind of mover that would separate him in the NBA while adding as much weight as possible before it would hit a stage where it's detrimental. And so that's sort of the tricky calculus, make him better at what he does, but bigger, and yet at the same time, not worse at what he does because he's bigger.
He is surprisingly agile, right? I mean, he's long, he runs really well. You mentioned in the story that he's got these go-go gadget arms. I love a good Inspector Gadget reference. Length is an obvious plus for him. So he does all those things well. What also surprises me about him, Greg, is that for being so slight, he has a real fighting mentality. Like, you'll see him in certain games, he shoots the three, but he also protects the rim.
Holmgren challenged at the rim and just rejected Brown Soares. Now he brings it up again.
Go ahead and pull another three.
Here we go for three. Yes!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health-Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Normally for guys who protect the rim, there's a lot of contact. And you would expect somebody who's so slight to maybe shy from that, but he really doesn't.
You know, when I saw him from 15 feet away, it was a different experience than watching all the Gonzaga games I watched last season. In fact, when we were at P3, we were watching video of him doing the standing vertical jump, right? Like real simple movement. You're basically standing there, you go down and you go up. And it was just striking to me to watch a wingspan that's that long fold that gracefully. But it was like watching Roger Federer go up for a serve. I mean, he goes down and bends and comes up and it's like, it's swan-like. That's the best way that I can say. There is that grace and body control that you just rarely see in centers. And, you know, I think Taco Fall is a good comparison. Those guys should have their own Netflix show. They're incredibly hilarious. Taco calls Chet tiny and Chet calls Taco short stuff. But they don't want him to be that kind of body type for exactly why you just said. And I think that that's the other part of it that's really relevant. Not only do you have swan-like movement and great body control, but you also have this real fire that's pretty obvious when you watch Chet Holmgren play basketball.
In the piece, you mentioned that the word unicorn is overused. You're absolutely right about that, especially in the NBA. I'm curious, though, how he feels about the use of that word, especially as it's applied to him.
Well, it was pretty funny when I asked him about it.
Have you ever felt like a unicorn? I guess the answer is no.
I describe myself as a unicorn. I don't know. That's not something I would call myself. I understand the parallels of what they're trying to do. I don't have an issue with it, but I don't know. If I was smart and I was a smart businessman, I'd, you know, try and trademark something around it.
He is a unicorn in every sense, in that we've never seen anything exactly like him. Now, I got a lot of response on Twitter afterward in terms of, like, they're saying, we're saying that he's going to be Kevin Durant. That's not it. It's just a different skill set that's totally unique. Now, he may not become that level of player. He may not be like one of the top three players in the NBA, but we have never seen somebody at that size out shooting threes, bringing the ball at the break, and this is a very important and, being able to settle at the rim on defense and protect it. You know, you haven't seen that player yet. And to me, it's the next step in the evolution of the league. And when I asked him about it, he was funny at first, should have put it on a license plate, should have trademarked it, should have made t-shirts. But then he got around to like really talking about the concept. And I thought this was maybe the most interesting thing from our conversation that day, because he basically admitted that he can't make sense of it either. That he hasn't seen somebody who can move at his size the way that he does. So he understands the intrigue. He gets the nickname. He took great pains to say he would never call himself the unicorn and that it's a little bit embarrassing to him. But he gets why people call him that, because he knows that he's unusual. And he thinks his job now is to fulfill the unusual part that is his strength to make sure that they're right.
So the unicorn had to come from somewhere, right? What's his family like? Are they big people too?
So it turns out the unicorns run in packs. And, you know, one thing that was very evident to me from the minute I stepped in the gym at Santa Barbara is that Chet comes from a very tall family. Both his parents happened to be visiting. It was right after Mother's Day, and I think they'd been in town for that. He sprung for brunch, by the way, picked up the tab from that NIL cash. But you look to the right and you see the dad's like a towering tree with a camcorder. He played basketball in college. And then I look to my left and the mom's there too. And she was also taller than I am. And so I think that height runs in the family. And my guess is, you know, this is like evolution at its most natural, right? That you'd be able to move better in the later generations with the same level of height to begin with.
All right, last one for you. Because I've watched him play a bunch and I sort of oscillate back and forth. There are times when I go, man, the skill set is incredible. I love that he protects the rim and shoots the three and he's agile. And I do like that mentality, that fighting mentality. On the other hand, I go, I wonder about him playing with grown men. So you answer this for me. You're placing a bet. Are you betting on him or against him? What do you think ultimately happens with his career?
Consider me a drinker of the unicorn Kool-Aid. Okay. He should trademark that as well. I think 15 years ago, he would have had real trouble playing in the NBA, you know, maybe even 10 years ago. But I think what you're seeing now is you're seeing in a lot of sports is this is a sport that is bent toward versatility. You know, we're seeing guys now that are huge and tall and agile, that can play anywhere on the floor, that create matchups in terms of being versatile, because movement has become this incredible weapon in all the pro sports. I mean, it always was, but now it's being honed and refined and made better. And I think when you look at that, movement as a superpower and versatility as a necessity, you know, Chet and I talked a lot about the disappearance of the specialists. You're going to see fewer and fewer sharpshooters, fewer and fewer just defenders, fewer and fewer guys that just block shots.
I see the idea of specialists kind of fading away. Like in today's NBA, you got to be able to do so many different things.
When you take all that into consideration, it really bolsters when you look at his ceiling. Like, here's a guy that fits where the league is going, who is versatile, who can shoot, who can block shots, who has great body control, who has no signs yet that he will be perpetually injured, and who works his butt off to get better at all of those things. And I think when you put that all together, like, the real only lingering doubt in my mind is, like, will he be snapped in half? And I wouldn't say that that's like an unnecessary or improbable thing to raise. Like, I just picture like Joel Embiid, like, you know, I will finish him, you know, and like just breaking him over his knee. Like, I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility, even though I'm kind of joking. I think that it's going to be a real test to like where this evolution is going, you know, because if Chet can play in the NBA and excel in the NBA at his size with his, you know, relative lack of strength, then maybe the what we thought of as a post player evaporates entirely. And so, you know, to me, the experiment is still to be determined. But if I were betting, I don't think there's any reason so far, besides sort of our fear of what we don't know, what looks unusual to us, and what may ultimately be unusually true in a way that's bad for Chet, I don't see any reason not to think that he's going to change the way we look at basketball, whether he's an amazing top three player in the NBA or a top 41. Either way, he's going to be different. And I think that that part, you know, should shine through.
It's going to be really interesting to see how his career shakes out, because, you know, the variance in my mind is so wild, but I can't wait to watch it. Meanwhile, you can read his story about Chet Holmgren on SI.com. Greg Bishop, you're number one on our SI Weekly Big Board. Thanks for this.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit SI.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yarmosky, Jordan Rizzieri, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. If you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this.
I have one question for you, too. Mark Bechtel is an amazing senior editor at Sports Illustrated, and him and I are having a fierce, months-long debate as to whether a unicorn is a horse. John, I would like you to weigh in on the debate.
Is a unicorn a horse? No, I think a unicorn is its own thing, right? I mean, isn't that what it makes a unicorn, right? If it was part of some other lineage, it wouldn't be a unicorn. It has to be its own thing.
You're on Team Bechtel there, but myself and his daughter say that if it looks like a horse and is mistaken for a horse, that it must be...
Then it just would be a horse with a horn.
Well, but then it would be a unicorn, right? Because it would be unique for a horse with a horn. See? Yeah, we could do this all day.
You might have convinced me.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.